Harold, thanks very much for being here today.
Yes, it's a beautiful fall day.
We're talking about Monday's city council meeting, and I think the first thing I want to mention is kind of at the start of the meeting, before the agenda portion really got started, there was about, I'd say, maybe a dozen or so, maybe a little more teenagers in the council chambers to talk about their support for the skate park and their support in terms of helping clean it up. I thought it was a really neat thing to see a group of teenagers like that to kind of take charge and take a project as a priority and pledge their support to the city like that. And you never said anything about the park closing, and I know you kind of stated that again last night, but it was neat to see that that group of kids was willing to step up.
Yeah, it's always nice to see some public participation and to hear some public opinion, especially from that demographic, that age demographic. So it was nice to see them last night and to have them come out in full support of what they felt was important, as they are also members of our community. Hopefully we'll be able to work with them as representatives, as users of the park, and hopefully we can come up with some solutions that will address some of the issues and challenges that we're having out there. But yeah, right now, as far as I know, the city is committed to continuing to support the skate park. I know we've talked internally regarding some improvements and upkeep that we need to do to the skate park to keep it as a safe asset to the community, and I believe the city still stands behind that commitment.
All right, moving on to another agenda item last night. A public hearing was set for the first meeting in November, the first Monday there, the 5th, I believe, having to do with the city helping out the hospital with a project, having to do with some bond selling and that sort of thing. And I know you said before we started here that sounds complicated, but there's an easy way that you can describe it to the public.
Basically, there are times that the city can use its bond rating and bonding capacity to help nonprofit organizations such as the hospital secure bonding for their needs. And so, in effect, what the city is really doing is, and to kind of put this in everyday terms, in effect, the city is co-signing on the bond loans for the hospital. And we don't have any responsibility to pay it back should the hospital default. And it also, it doesn't go on our credit report. You know, so similar like if you were to buy a car or a home, not everyone has the ability to do all that themselves. And so you ask a co-signer to come, well, the co-signer doesn't have it go on the report. And that's kind of similar to what we're doing here, is that we're helping them acquire these bonds and these finances at a lower cost, but they ultimately have the responsibility to pay it all back, and there is no real impact to the city of Knoxville by assisting in this. It doesn't count towards our, what we call, constitutional debt limit. We have a debt maximum that the state imposes upon us and how much debt we're allowed to have at any one time. And this does not count towards that because the debt isn't really in our name.
So it's just a way that the state's allowed for a city community to help out a nonprofit entity within it to get those kind of funding that they may need at a lower rate, like you said.
Right.
Another issue yesterday, kind of a topic across the community right now, the dog park, there was a little more discussion, and it sounds like really at Ald Park, the proposed locations may be a little bit smaller. You guys, city staff and the council, suggested to the dog park committee to maybe take a look at some land out by the Humane Society that the city owns as well. And so those discussions just kind of continue. I know that project's in its infancy right now, but it just kind of continues along.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to touch base with council again last night and sort of the organizers of the dog park and get some clarification on some issues and some efforts. There were some concerns regarding the areas that had been discussed previously in and around Ald Park, and there still continues to be concerns on those. So the thought last night was we can find other locations, maybe even city property that isn't inside city limits, which a natural fit for that would be on the property we own out around the wastewater treatment facility where the Humane Society is. So staff will continue to look at that and consider that and see if we can't find a solution that helps the dog park become a reality, but maybe doesn't come with some of the challenges and concerns that some of the other locations that have previously been discussed were experiencing.
All right. Is there any other projects, maybe stuff that wasn't on the agenda last night that is of the public interest that you want to bring up?
Just that we continue to work on the website. We do hope to have that live at the end of February. That'll be a great improvement.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Harold.
Thank you, Aaron.